All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, I got things going on the right foot in week number one as I went 12-4. Did not get started on the right foot in week number two as I had the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the Denver Broncos last night. But it was the Broncos that came back and defeated the Chiefs by the score of 31-24. Now, there are plenty of good games on tap for this Sunday along with the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number two in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with the Houston Texans traveling to Charlotte to take on the Carolina Panthers. The Texans lost at home last week at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs, while the Panthers were victorious on the road when they defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars. This game is going to come down to the running games and the defense. You look at the running game for the Houston Texans, more than likely you won't see Arian Foster in this game, and his presence would have been big as Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is going to go with Ryan Mallett as the starting quarterback. Now on the flip side for Carolina, of course you have Cam Newton at starting quarterback along with running back Jonathan Stewart, and this Panthers defense has been fierce, but you hope if you're a Carolina fan that middle linebacker Luke Kuechly will be prepared to go. This is going to be a back and forth affair. I'm going to take Carolina at home in this one by the score of 23-16. Now, the San Francisco 49ers were victorious at home this past Monday night when they knocked off the Minnesota Vikings, and they will travel to Pittsburgh to take on the well-rested Steelers. Of course, the Steelers played on opening night last Thursday when they lost on the road to the New England Patriots, and they are hopeful that the extra rest, along with a little bit of home cooking, will give them just what they need. Now, for the Steelers' defense, they are very green, and they must find a way to put some pressure on 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. On the flip side for the Niners, they clicked on all cylinders last week, offense, defense, and special teams. But this week, the Niners' defense will have a very tough task in trying to stop Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger along with wide receiver Antonio Brown. I'm going to take the Steelers at home in this one by the score of 30-17. Now, down in the NFC South, you have a pair of teams that are looking to avoid beginning the season with a record of 0-2 as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to take on the New Orleans Saints. Tampa was embarrassed at home last week at the hands of the Tennessee Titans and rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota, while the Saints fell on the road to the Arizona Cardinals. I look at this game, and it comes down to the quarterback play. Of course, the Bucs have the rookie in Jameis Winston, while you have the seasoned vet running things for New Orleans in Drew Brees. Brees has seen his fair share of this Tampa 2 over the years, and he knows how to fit the football into the seams, while you have a veteran defensive coordinator for the Saints in Rob Ryan that will look to confuse the youngster in Winston. I think this is going to be a very tight game. Tampa Bay is going to play much better than they did last week, but I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 30-28. Now, in the NFC North, you have a pair of teams that will also look to avoid starting the season with a record of 0-2 as the Detroit Lions are on the road to take on the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Detroit came out like gangbusters last week when they jumped out to a 21-3 lead on the road versus the San Diego Chargers before they collapsed in the second half. In that game, you wondered about the health of Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford as he suffered a hit on his elbow and his accuracy was not the same for the rest of the game. And as Matthew Stafford goes, this Detroit Lions offense goes. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, you want to try to put some pressure on Stafford and potentially get him to force and throw an interception. On the flip side for Minnesota, they have to get running back Adrian Peterson going. Plain and simple. And if he can get to that second level on this Lions defense, look out because he is a runaway freight train. I'm going to take Minnesota at home in this one by the score of 24-20. Now in the Windy City, the 1-0 Arizona Cardinals travel to take on the 0-1 Chicago Bears. Now the Bears were valiant last week, but they lost a tough one at home versus the Green Bay Packers, and they want to avoid beginning the year with a record of 0-2. More importantly, they want to avoid going 0-2 at home. Now, you look at the Bears. They had balance last week with running back Matt Forte to offset the passing game with quarterback Jay Cutler, and I think you're going to see more of that, maybe a little bit more of a dose of Matt Forte in this one against that Cardinals D. And this Bears defense must step up, and they want to try to put some pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer and force him to make a few turnovers himself. This is going to be a tight one, but this is a gut check game for the Bears, and I'm going to take Chicago at home by the score of 28-27. Now, a big one in the AFC East, and I know it's only week two, but this is a very big game as the New England Patriots travel to take on the Buffalo Bills. It's a new head coach for the Bills, but he is a very familiar face to the Patriots. And, of course, that's Rex Ryan, who is the former head coach of the New York Jets for the last 6 years. And there's one thing that Rex Ryan can do. He can talk up a team, and his Jets were always a thorn in the side of the Patriots during his time there. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be electric at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo as the Bills will look to feed off of the energy of their home crowd. Now, of course, the Bills are rolling with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, and if you're the Patriots defensively, you want to try to mix things up to confuse him because he had his way with the Indianapolis Colts defense last week. Part of the reason why Tyrod Taylor was able to have his way with the Colts defense last week was due to the fact that the Bills did a tremendous job of running the football. Now, LeSean McCoy, the Bills running back, has had some hamstring issues at the beginning of the year. And if you're the Patriots, you want to try to take McCoy away and make Tyrod Taylor beat you with his arm. More importantly, beat you with his arm in the pocket. Now, defensively, you know the Bills are going to try to blitz and confuse Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, but he is cerebral and he is one of the toughest guys in the National Football League to confuse and get off of his game. This is going to be a nip and tuck, back and forth affair, but I'm going to take New England in a tight one in this one by the score of 23-22. Now, the San Diego Chargers will travel to the Queen City of Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Both of these teams were victorious last week, and they want to keep the momentum for themselves going. I look at the quarterback play in this one. Andy Dalton for Cincinnati, and of course, Phillip Rivers for San Diego. Which quarterback is going to make the fewest mistakes? More than likely, his team will win. The Chargers must step it up on defense. They spotted the Lions an 18-point advantage last week before they came back, and they cannot afford to do that this week in Cincinnati. This is going to be another tight one, but I'm going to take the Bengals by the score of 27-23. Now, moving right along, the Tennessee Titans will travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. And for the Titans, rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota got his NFL career off to a blazing start last week as he was 13 of 16 passing with 4 touchdowns. Now, how do you top that off? You play a Cleveland Browns team that simply looked terrible last week on the road against the New York Jets. Now, for the Browns, it just looks like it's going to be Johnny Manziel at quarterback for them this week. And Johnny Football simply has not been able to get it going in the National Football League just like he did in college. And you add in a veteran defensive consultant down there in Tennessee in the form of Dick LeBeau, he is going to make life very tough for the youngster at quarterback in Manziel. Thus, I'm going to take Tennessee on the road in this one by the score of 30-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the New York Giants will have their home opener against the Atlanta Falcons. And the Giants last Sunday night did everything in their power to lose a game that they seemingly had won. And guess what? They ultimately did lose that game to the Dallas Cowboys. And this is gut check time in week two for Tom Coughlin and his bunch of Giants. They will take on a Falcons team that is high flying and they have a tremendous passing game, and this is going to be an interesting one right here. Giants quarterback Eli Manning needs to get on the same page with his wide receivers as there were simply too many drop passes for the Giants last week, while defensively they must, and I repeat, must find a way to put some pressure on Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Now, the availability of Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones is up in the air for this one. And if he is healthy and good to go, look out, because the Giants secondary is going to have their hands full. This is going to be a tight one, but I think the Giants find a way to put the game last Sunday night behind them and come out with a victory in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, the St. Louis Rams have to feel good about themselves after knocking off the Seattle Seahawks last Sunday, and they will be in D.C. this weekend to take on the Washington Redskins. Now, in defeat last week to the Miami Dolphins, rather, the Redskins did put up a valiant fight, but it simply was not enough for them to get the victory. This week, the Redskins are going to be dealing with a very ferocious pass rush that the St. Louis Rams will be putting forward. Now, defensively for the Redskins, they'll have their hands full with the Rams running game. And simply, the Rams are just a more physical team right now than the Washington Redskins. Thus, I'm going to take St. Louis on the road in this one by the score of 30-17. Now, the Miami Dolphins will stay in state for their second road game of the year as they travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Miami looked good last week as they came from behind to knock off the Washington Redskins, and they're looking to keep that momentum going for themselves as they look for a very quick 2-0 start to the NFL season. It's simple. As long as the Dolphins can protect quarterback Ryan Tannehill and he doesn't turn the football over, they have a very good opportunity to win this game. I look for this Dolphins defensive line led by defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh to put a ton of pressure on the youngster at quarterback for Jacksonville in Blake Bortles. Thus, I'm going to take Miami on the road in this one by the score of 27-16. Now, the Baltimore Ravens will be out in the Bay Area to take on the Oakland Raiders. Last week, the Ravens lost on the road to the Denver Broncos, and they decided not to travel back to Baltimore, instead opting to stay in San Jose for the week. Now, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh is hopeful that that decision will lead to a victory this week, as the Ravens want to avoid starting the season 0-2. Now, of course, last week, the Ravens lost their emotional leader and outside linebacker Terrell Suggs for the remainder of the year due to a torn Achilles, and now it's time to see who is going to step up for this Baltimore Ravens team and simply be that emotional leader. Now, while the Ravens are trying to find their groove for 2015, it does not hurt them that they are taking on the Oakland Raiders. And when you simply need to get healthy in the National Football League, the silver and black is the way to go. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road in this one by the score of 27-13. Now, a big one in the NFC East has the Dallas Cowboys traveling to the city of brotherly love to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles lost a tough road game this past Monday night at the hands of the Atlanta Falcons, while the Cowboys were able to squeak one out at home last week against the New York Giants. And a victory by Dallas would put them in a prime position early on in the season, because they would be 2-0, while Philly, who is another favorite to win the NFC East this year, would be 0-2. Now, it's a kind of a revenge game for the Dallas Cowboys, as they'll see their former running back named DeMarco Murray, as he is now suiting up for the Eagles. And the Cowboys would love to still have him wearing that star on the side of his helmet. But you look at Dallas in this game, no Dez Bryant at wide receiver, and of course, their running game has not been what it has been in the past. If this Philly defense can put some pressure on Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, they might be able to force a couple of interceptions out of him and potentially return at least one for a touchdown. Now, on the flip side for Dallas, their defense has to be stout in stopping Murray, and if they could stop him and potentially get him to turn the football over, it will put some pressure on Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford. This is going to be a classic Cowboys-Eagles type game, but I'm going to take Philly at home in this one by the score of 31-24. Now, on Sunday night, it's a rematch of last season's NFC Championship game, only now the venues have changed, as the Green Bay Packers will host the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are coming off of a very tough road loss last week at the hands of the St. Louis Rams, while Green Bay is looking for another quick start, which could potentially give them home field advantage this season in the playoffs. For Green Bay, it's simple. They have a calm, cool, and collected leader on the field in Aaron Rodgers, and when he is on, basically just pull up a chair, get some popcorn, and watch the greatness. Now, for Seattle, they have to try to find a way to just diffuse the fact that safety Cam Chancellor isn't there right now. They have to get more cohesion out of their running game, and they simply have to make more plays. But you look at Seattle, the last 3 years have seen them make deep runs into the playoffs. The last 2 years have seen them make the Super Bowl, and the schedule makers are not making it very easy on them. Week number one on the road in St. Louis, week number two on the road against Green Bay, and I think Seattle starts this season with a record of 0-2. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 27-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the New York Jets traveling to take on the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Colts had their fannies handed to them last week on the road by the Buffalo Bills, and they are hopeful that some home cooking will get things going, while the Jets were really flying high after taking on and thus defeating the Cleveland Browns last Sunday at home. Well, for the Jets, they're going to find out really quick that they are not playing the Cleveland Browns this week, as the Indianapolis Colts are going to come out and be a very competitive bunch. And I expect this Colts defense to play with a little bit more passion this week, as they want to put some pressure and frustrate and get quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick off of his game for the New York Jets. For this Jets defense, they have to be up to the challenge of stopping Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, and I don't see him having two bad games in a row. So thus, I'm going to take Indy at home in this one by the score of 31-17. Those are my picks, folks, for week number two, and I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down and recapping all of the games from this Sunday in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.